Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Got clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
It is! The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to people locked in all over North America. In New York City, holding it down is our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. And thank you to you, wherever you might be, whatever you might be up to, whatever you might be doing, wherever you might be going or leaving. Thank you for listening in. This is when the show gets started. Every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can always lock in live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got Sirius XM, it's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, if you like talking to computers and technology and speakers, you tell that smart speaker to just go ahead and play the Infinity Sports Network. What a show. Not the show necessarily that I want to have. We're going to have a respectful time. We're going to have a time in remembrance. And damn it, I'm still going to have a good time. If you want to have one, I'll be here with you for the next 4 hours. If you want to communicate, you can do so. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you're online, I am at JR Sport Brief, and you will have already known about a lot of the things that we are going to discuss here in today's show. Unfortunately, we all know about this. You should know by now. You should. Earlier today, Jerry West, the logo, one of the most iconic players in the NBA, passed away at the age of 86. You damn right. We're going to show love to Jerry West. I never met the man, never spoke to the man, but I can appreciate the man for how he carried himself. I can appreciate the man for some of his words. I can appreciate the man for watching basketball, having an appreciation, but I also appreciate him for some of the things that he shared. And so in the few minutes, damn it, to open up the show, we're going to talk about Jerry West. We're going to hear some words from Jerry West, because why the hell not? This man was an icon for an NBA that's what, 78 years old? This man has been a part of the league from basically its infancy in different variations, in different ways. And so, listen, if you're a sports fan, if you're a basketball fan, to not appreciate at minimum what Jerry West has done for the game of basketball and sports is in business is you're a lost soul. I'll fill you in a few things on Jerry West momentarily. Outside of that, we know tonight is game 3 of the NBA Finals. It's going to take place in Dallas. This is the first game of the series taking place in the Big D. The Boston Celtics are going to try to go up 3-0 against these Dallas Mavericks. And we don't know what the hell is going on. Kristaps Porzingis. We don't know. Is he going to try to play? Is he going to be out? He's going to be a game time decision. He got a couple of hours. A tip off is supposed to be at 8:30, which realistically will probably be closer to 8:40. We'll talk about it later in the show. Marcus Thompson is going to come through and join us from The Athletic. Talk about everything going on in the NBA, including the unfortunate passing of Jerry West. Today is a big day up in New England at Foxborough. Tom Brady is going into the Patriots Hall of Fame. They're having a big old ceremony for Tom Brady up at Foxborough. Russell Wilson says he feels rejuvenated. Travis Kelce says he's going to play until the wheels fall off. We got an update on the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Who would have thunk or thought? Whichever one. And then, of course, it's Wednesday. And so, as we continue on with the show, I'm going to give you a new top six list. And in honor of a legend, a man named Jerry West, we're going to talk about some of the, well, not some of the, I'm going to give you a list of the top six faces of the NBA. Yeah, controversial for a lot of folks. But in a general sense, these are individuals who have been pillars for the NBA and where it's been able to go. And so that top six list is going to come 2 hours from now. It's been a busy day. It's been a wild day. We got a lot to get into before I do anything. Ryan Hickey, how the hell you doing? You okay, man?
Yeah, I'm all right. Frustrated today. You want to know how I spent 3.5 hours in my morning this morning?
You at the DMV?
No, okay. No. I don't know if I wish. I don't know what would be worse, okay. That or I was trying to install a brand new air conditioner into my window.
Oh, crap. As long as it didn't fall on anybody on the street, you're good.
A leg of the frame fell on the street. I'm only on second floor, so thankfully it didn't fall too far and did not fall on anybody, so I didn't get sued. But otherwise, no, the AC unit itself did not fall. But I never would have figured with how old my windows are, that'd be a problem in terms of, you know, screwing things in, making sure they're tight, making sure they're level. It was a very difficult morning where emotions were high, and I was the only one doing it. Very frustrating.
Been there, done that. I don't miss those days, man. I don't. I was a kid. I don't know. I was a scrawny kid installing an air conditioner. I'm picking this thing up. I don't miss that. You know what you do, Hickey? You invest in a woman who can just fan you. That's it. That's it.
You know what? Maybe I'll look into it. I'll ask my girlfriend for free. Just fan
look me. Hey, look at that. Feed you grapes and all of that stuff.
Ooh, now we're talking. Yeah, well, that is the opposite of frustration right there.
Can't wait for the emails to come in. Everybody angry about the WNBA will be emailing me any second now. Get over it, people. It's okay. It's not that serious. Anyway, and speaking of things that are serious, what a morning it is. I'm minding my business, you know, just listening to the news and checking in on the radio as I pretty much do all damn day. And I learned early about, 9:30-ish, that Jerry West passed away. This is one of the most iconic players, one of the most iconic men in basketball, and I would say one of the more iconic figures in the world of sports, especially when you think about his contributions, not just as a player. A lot of people don't remember that he coached, but also as an executive, okay? Here, this is one of the news flashes. If you need a little bit of depth, this is courtesy of CBS Sports HQ on the passing of someone who became the logo of the NBA.
Breaking news coming out of the NBA, LA Lakers legend and basketball Hall of Famer Jerry West has died. The Clippers releasing a statement saying West died peacefully at his home this morning with his wife Karen by his side. West enjoyed one of the more accomplished basketball careers of all time, so much so that he earned the nickname as the logo, and of course his silhouette serves as the basis for the NBA logo still to this day. He was a 14-time All-Star, all with the Lakers. He's the only player to win Finals MVP in a loss back in 1969. Then he finally broke through, won his only title as a player in 1972. West was just as good in the front office as well, won 8 titles with the Lakers and Warriors, as well as 2 Executive of the Year awards. Jerry West was just 86 years old.
God bless him. Okay? Now, when it comes to things like this, I want to tell you in my own words. I want to tell you in my own experience. I didn't see this man play. Jerry West was done in 1974, okay? This man's career was over at 35 years old. In a world where everybody is concerned with championships and how many championships you have, and if you don't have championships, you didn't do anything, he has won. The man went to 9 NBA finals. He has won. The Celtics cooked him. The Knicks cooked him. It took him almost to retirement in 1972 for him to pick up his first championship. The man was so damn good, he got a finals MVP in a losing effort against the Celtics. This man in 1959 took the West Virginia Mountaineers to an NBA, or excuse me, a college championship. He lost that and still walked away with most outstanding player. And so for all the idiots out there who want to look at somebody like LeBron James and say, well, he didn't have this many championships, this one, just relax, okay? We got to stop deriding and killing people for what they didn't accomplish and actually take a look at what they did. A lot of people are out here doing damage and doing amazing things. And we got people criticizing them, and they couldn't carry their damn bags. I'm glad that Jerry West actually gets the respect that he deserves. And you just heard it from CBS Sports HQ. This man was selected in 1960 in the NBA draft. The only man drafted above him was Oscar Robertson at number 1 overall. This is a man who in all 14 years in the NBA was a 14-time All-Star. This man is still the NBA Finals leader all time in points. This man is going to be a 3-time Hall of Famer as a player, as an executive, where he won 8 damn titles. And later this year, 3rd time's a charm as a contributor. A player, an Olympic champion, a contributor. That's Jerry West. He became the logo in 1969. Jerry West, he might as well be the NBA. He's been carrying the torch for so damn long. Adam Silver put out a nice statement. Jerry West was a basketball genius and a defining figure in our league for more than 60 years. He distinguished himself not only as an NBA champion and as an all-star in all 14 of his playing seasons, but also as a consummate competitor who embraced the biggest moments. I valued my friendship with Jerry, the knowledge he shared with me over the many years about basketball and life. And on behalf of the NBA, we send our deepest condolences to his family. Michael Jordan talked about Jerry West today. I valued his friendship and knowledge. I always wished I could have played against him as a competitor. But the more I came to know him, I wish I'd been his teammate. I admired his basketball insights that he and I shared. We also had many similarities to how we approached the game. Yeah, Michael Jordan and Jerry West. And you appreciate it. And as an executive, moving on from playing for the Lakers and then coaching for the Lakers for 3 years, having a winning record, yeah, he won a championship. He became an executive and a GM. He helped draft James Worthy. He said, I'm going to get that guy, Kobe Bryant. He helped identify and babysat the idea of, no, forget Shaq in Orlando. We need Shaq in L.A. He was an executive with the Golden State Warriors. This man helped tell Kevin Durant, you need to come here. He worked with the Memphis Grizzlies, brought them from the toilet bowl into being playoff contenders. Yeah, this is before that guy was, Ja Morant was shooting off with guns. This man was a champion in every way, regardless of how many times he hoisted the championship trophy. And you got to appreciate not just what he did for basketball, I appreciate how he conducted himself. Straightforward, no nonsense, but respectful all the time. Not afraid to speak and share what's on his mind. He didn't want to be embraced. He didn't want the attention. He didn't want the spotlight. Like, when he became the NBA logo, he's just like, okay. There's a point in time where it was like, hey, Michael Jordan should be the logo. He's like, yeah, make Michael Jordan the logo because he's the greatest. He was sitting down. Oh, yeah, by the way, he finished his tenure with the Clippers. Helped rebuild that team after the Lob City years. He was having a chat with Paul George on his podcast. And this is what Jerry West had to say about being the logo, the model for the NBA.
I'll tell you one thing. The greatest thing about being a logo, you get paid a lot of money for it. Probably made about 2 cents off of that.
Hypothetically, Adam Silver gave you the opportunity to pick who should be the next logo.
I would never do that. It's disrespectful to other players. Here's what my response is. That's me. I'm flattered.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what the logo was about? It was about marketing. The league started to grow. And that's when they decided to start trying to market the league. There were five guys. No one knew who they were. No one. They were all silhouettes. The guy who said it would fit better on the apparel and stuff, that's who did it. To me, you wish that no one knew who it was.
Mm-hmm.
I've often thought, what would I like for people to think about me?
Mm-hmm.
He was a good guy and he cared. That would be it. Mm-hmm. Nothing more.
What a humble dude, right? The NBA has also never openly acknowledged that he is the logo, because they would have had to pay. Why do such a thing, right? At the same time, as humble as he was, he wasn't afraid to say what was on his mind. I'm sure we all know, or maybe you haven't, about J.J. Redick, potentially the future coach of the Lakers. I wonder how Mr. Jerry West would have felt about that. We've heard J.J. Redick sit on television and talk about the Bob Cousy era, talk about the Celtics, an organization and team that pretty much robbed Jerry West of every title and chance opportunity that he had, 0-6 in the finals against the Celtics. Jerry West, about a year ago, he was on SiriusXM and he was asked about those comments and whether or not it was disrespectful to say that Bob Cousy was playing against firefighters and plumbers. Listen to the response from Jerry West.
Obviously, the game is completely different. The athletes are completely different. And I know JJ just a little bit. He's a very smart kid and everything. But tell me what his career looked like. What did he do that determined games? He averaged 12 points a game in the league?
Damn. I heard Baron Davis say at one time, you play basketball for a living. These guys had other jobs. If it was so easy, how come you, J.J. Redick, aren't better? Damn. Jerry West, not afraid to be humble, because that's who he is, coming out of West Virginia. Jerry West was very open about, by the way, New York Times bestseller. This man was not shy in talking about his depression, talking about how difficult his life was growing up and what he was able to turn his life into. And I appreciate Jerry West not just because of the history and the grounds that he laid for the NBA to exist, the amazing stories and players that he drafted that crafted storylines to entertain millions. I appreciate him as a person. I appreciate Jerry West for being an example to treat other people like people. Someone who wasn't afraid to say, man, racism is a waste of time. Someone who wasn't afraid to say, you know what, you got to treat people like people. And so Jerry West, the logo of the NBA, this man is gone at 86 years old. But I want you to hear this clip. Because as he celebrated, not this recent one, but as his prior birthday, the man that he drafted, one of the men that he drafted, and James Worthy, sat down and did a town hall with Jerry West to celebrate his birthday. And Jerry West pretty much asked him, excuse me, and James Worthy asked Jerry West, you got any final words that you want to share with the people? And I just want you to hear what Jerry West had to say that pretty much showed you who he was as a man.
I'm always surprised that people make such a fuss of me a lot of times. I don't quite understand it, nor will I ever understand it in my life. I think the most important thing for people to understand is how to treat people, how to interact with people, treat people with kindness. I truly care about people. There's a lot of ways to give, and I've been fortunate enough in my life to be able to give financially. It's to West Virginia University, which has allowed me to have an education and, more importantly, led to a career that didn't dream possible. So I've tried to help kids that were in a similar situation, except they can't be athletes. And I hope I help make a difference in their lives. But give of yourself if you can. And I think some of the things in our lives, you know, our families are important, really important. And obviously, it's a thing that I'm most concerned about in my life now. But you can make a difference. It might be a kind word. It might be a pat on the back. It might be saying hello to someone. We're not all the same, but we are all the same because we all have feelings, we care, and life is about giving, and give as much as you can.
Hey, thank you to Jerry West and his contributions, not just to sports, the NBA, but to society, because people who have those platforms, who use it to encourage and help other people, I think that's the best damn thing you could do in life. Rest in peace to Jerry West, passing at 86 years old. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. We got a lot more to get into as the show continues on. We know the NBA Finals Game 3 is tonight. I got a top six list coming as we discuss some of the most iconic players that have graced a basketball court in the NBA. We got some NFL news as well. You don't want to move. You don't want to go anywhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Open up the show by showing love to the legacy and the man that was Jerry West. We'll talk more about Jerry as the show goes on. You know, his passing kind of jumped in front of the news. A lot of what we've been discussing, really. The NBA Finals, we got Game 3. That is tonight. I know that down in Dallas, the NBA will have what will be a great tribute to Jerry West and his contributions to the game of basketball. So we eagerly anticipate what Game 3 will look like. We don't know the status of Kristaps Porzingis. Porzingis is still questionable with this leg injury that no one can pronounce and that actually might be damaging to his career. We have no idea. And we'll talk more about Kristaps Porzingis. I still think that this is I'm not going to say an easy one for the Celtics. And when I say an easy one, I'm talking about the series. It already gets more difficult with no Kristaps Porzingis. Now we just have to see whether or not he's going to play, how limited he's going to be, I assume very limited, and what impact that this has on the series. And a big part of it up until now, and I've been saying it for the majority of the week, where's the drama? Jason Kidd is playing both sides of the fence. He's being a humorous fellow. And what else are you going to do? Jason Kidd can't go out there and play and help Kyrie and help Luka. And so he's throwing praise at Jaylen Brown. He's throwing praise at Jason Tatum. He's saying Brown is a better player. And then he also was on SiriusXM NBA radio. And Jason Kidd is a real funny guy because, well, just listen to these comments.
My comment about Jaylen Brown is from watching tape and watching game one. I thought, again, he was the best player. Also a Cal alum. So we have ties. And so I said that. Everybody thought it was mental warfare. That's not mental warfare. That was just my opinion. If it was to be true, then dang, I didn't mean to cause such a stir.
Is Jason Kidd the world's most ignorant man? I think the answer is no. And it's fun. I mean, whatever little edge you can get. It's entertaining. It's fun to talk about. I don't think the Boston Celtics care too much. I think it matters too much to the Boston Celtics. I think they care more about whether or not a Kristaps Porzingis is out there. And if he's not, hey, it'll make life easier for somebody like Kyrie Irving, who hasn't been able to muster more than 16 points. The 16 points he had in game two. The 12 points he had in game one. Maybe, just maybe, Kyrie Irving is going to have a little bit of an explosion in Dallas. Well, if you're Kyrie Irving, I think he pretty much, I don't want to say he guaranteed, but let's just take a listen to what he told Luka Doncic about helping him win this game.
Yeah, well, it started with me just telling my hermano, just I got to play better for him alongside him. And, you know, in order for us to, you know, accomplish our goal, we both have to be playing well, and we both have to be doing the little things and doing whatever it takes to win. So, easy conversation, but it started with me reaching out, just letting him know that, you know, it's my fault taking accountability for not playing particularly well.
Yeah, like getting 60. Can you do that? Can you help Luka get to 60? Luka Doncic dropping 30 points, 32 points. Kyrie, can you help chip in another 20? Come on. Joe Mazzulla, he spoke to the media, which is always fun. He said, man, we're trying to win a basketball game. We're not out there trying to, you know, put Kyrie Irving in mothballs.
Expect him, obviously, to be even more aggressive and to fight to get those shots. The most important thing is just being detailed in individual defense. It's not about shutting him down. It's about just making it difficult for him because of his ability to impact plays.
He can do anything. Kyrie Irving is a weapon out there. We know that. Hickey, is he going over 20 points tonight? He has to, right? You taking the over on that?
I would. Yeah, I'm with you. By default. I mean, it may be an inefficient 20, but
that's right.
I think he's going to get there.
He may have to shoot 50 shots tonight. He's going to fill up the stat sheet. And, you know, here's the other thing. It doesn't matter if Kristaps is going to play. What are we expecting from him tonight? If he plays, and I don't think he will, we'll see soon enough, what impact is he going to have? I'm Kyrie Irving. I'm going, wait a minute, the 7-foot-2 guy's not playing? I'm going to go for it. And sure, they can throw Brown at him and Tatum, and these are all big guys, and Derek White and Holiday. These are all amazing defenders. But come on, now, one less guy at 7-foot-2, that helps out a hell of a lot. And speaking of Tatum, Joe Mazzulla, Jason Tatum hasn't had the most exciting series so far. He's hoping to win 18 points, 16 points. He's grabbing rebounds. He's playing defense. He's dishing the ball. Joe Mazzulla said, don't worry about our guy. He's here to win.
I think he's only going to get better. And he makes greatness look easy because of his ability to impact the game in many different ways. And he's just going to continue to get better and better and better. And it's an honor to coach him.
Hey, Hickey. Like Jason Tatum, you make greatness look easy, man, real easy.
Wow, JR, thank you so much. I got actually, hold on, let me speak in Joe Mazzulla. Thank you so much, JR. I really do appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Maybe we should do a whole show in Joe Mazzulla voice. That's a terrible idea, though, right?
I was going to say, I think we'd run out of stuff to talk about because I think everything in the first like half hour of the show that you would normally say in 4 hours would be fit right there. It'd be a lot of silence afterwards.
Everything the show be done. Jerry West is going to move to the Boston South to talk about the Dallas Mavericks getting Tom Brady and show be done.
That's it. All right.
There we go. Pack it up. Maybe we need to advocate for that to be the show. Let them stretch it out, right?
Yeah, you find how to backfill the next 3.5 hours. We did our job. We talked about what we want to talk about tonight.
We do the show at half speed, and it fills up the whole 4 hours. It'd be easy. It'd be simple. As I sit here in the studio, as Jason Tatum makes the slow walk into the arena, which he's already there. They're showing footage from earlier. And how about this? I guess Paul George has a future in media. He's currently sitting down on the pre-show for ESPN's NBA Countdown. All right. Paul George says some interesting things on his podcast from time to time, but ultimately, let's be real. Who cares? Anyway, I hope he does good. I hope it's entertaining. I won't know. I'm here on the air with you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. As of right now, wow. Well, it looks like Kristaps Porzingis might try and play. We'll find out soon. I know something that is going down tonight. It's taking place in Boston, in the metro area, in Foxborough. Has nothing to do with the Celtics. It seems like some fans are going to have some options and some choices. Tom Brady is being honored. Tom Brady is going into the Patriots Hall of Fame. We're going to talk about it on the other side.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results. With Legion, you don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks or a disorganized closet or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's one of my favorite songs of all time, The Message. Yeah, shout outs to Flash and Melly Mel. And this is a different version. This is the Ice Cube version, which is a little bit more graphic. Can't say the words here. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. A big night for the Boston Celtics as they try to go up 3-0 in the NBA Finals against the Dallas Mavericks. We know if they go up 3-0, it's curtains. It's done. It's over. It's a wrap. They could make me go out there and play instead of Kristaps Porzingis, and they'd still win the NBA championship. But they don't got to worry about that. And I told you the Celtics are down in Dallas. There's a big deal up in Massachusetts tonight as well, in about an hour from now. And people are getting set up and getting ready right now. What a presidential-style event this is going to be. Tom Brady is going into the Patriots Hall of Fame. Big deal, right? I guess if you're a Patriots fan. Everybody else like, man, whatever. We'll talk about that in a second. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Dave is here from Tampa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Dave, please, what's on your mind?
Man, I'll tell you what's on my mind. Your monologue, it could never have been said more so eloquent. I was 12 years old watching Jerry West play when I learned the game. Kindness, JR. This morning I went to Walmart, was walking in. Elderly lady had some heavy items. I helped her. I immediately helped her out. I'm walking in the door, JR, and this 65-year-old guy my age hugs me warmly, you know, just blown away by my kindness. He and I sat for a half hour with our coffee, talked about kindness, getting to Jerry West. How you laid that out so greatly, that's all he talked about, man. He led by example. And what a great thing in today's world for us to keep going on with, brother.
Yeah, I know. Listen, Dave, I wish we had more of it. Unfortunately, I can't even say for right now, but for right now, for years, for decades, for centuries, people have been taught to fear each other instead of just taking time to be kind. And unfortunately, that still permeates in society. And so that's why I appreciate someone like Jerry West. Hey, Dave, I appreciate you for sharing your own story, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man. And JR, I'll let you know, you may not know, but you give this vibe on your show.
Well, thanks. I try. Well, listen, I'm just trying to be me. And that comes with humor and sarcasm and being a jerk. But at the core, I want people to know, like, I'm here to have fun. We got a lot of people, Dave, that play radio and they play what sports radio should be. Like, I don't give a damn about any of that. I'm just here trying to have fun and try to get people through their days, their afternoons, their evenings. And at the root of it, yeah, thank you for ruining a secret, Dave. I want people to know that, hey, you don't got to be a jerk. Just we can be kind in different ways. So, Dave, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, the way your show flows, you were so eloquent. And thank you so much for putting it out there, man.
Thank you, Dave. And we got a new drop, so I appreciate that. You have a good afternoon, okay?
Bye, brother, man.
All right, thank you, Dave, for calling from Tampa. Hickey, how about that? We got another one.
What Very do we call? Nice. Killing them with kindness.
What do we call that? Another satisfied customer?
I think so. Put a little check next to Dave in Tampa.
I know. I feel they do that at, not now, but I feel like if we would go back a few decades, did you ever see like the counters, like the fast food restaurants, and after every order, like above the order, it'd be like, hey, you know, 1,200,000 something satisfied customers. You ever seen that before?
Not that exactly. I would see McDonald's once in a while. I feel like we would put up a number like, you know, 8 million. Maybe that was just like Big Mac sold or something like that.
Right.
But like outside of that, I can't say I've seen like an active counter ticking every time a customer left.
Maybe we need to do a digital counter. Well, that makes that be too much work, right?
I like the idea.
Yeah. We can, after every caller, we could just go, hey, I don't know, however many numbers satisfied. Can you take a listen to them? I think I am going to do that, Hickey. I think
All right.
I am.
I like it.
Yeah, another Dave from Tampa, another satisfied listener. Thank you so much, Dave. Even the people who don't agree with me. I evoked an emotion, so that works for me. That's good, too. 855-212-4227. Hey, uh-oh, we got breaking news. What a shock. Kristaps Porzingis out tonight with Hickey. They keep calling this a rare injury. What the hell? Rare injury to left leg.
Quote, unquote, rare injury.
Tore part of a tendon in lower leg. Unrelated to right calf strain that kept him out 5 weeks. Oh, my God.
Well, I guess rare injury is better than writing out that four-word monstrosity every time.
Penetulum reticulum.
Reticulum, right? Isn't reticulum one of the words? I think so.
I almost said rectum. That's not the injury. reticulum, right? If that's an issue for Chris Stapps, it ain't none of my business. But
for whatever reason,
I did see a clip online the other day. It was about Chan Ho Park, a former Dodger and Padre and everything else. He was on the Yankees one time, and they asked him specifically, "Hey, Chan Ho Park, why did you suck today in last game? What happened?" And he said, "Diarrhea." Mariano Rivera is standing next to him, putting his shirt on. Mariano Rivera is looking over. He's going,
"What?"
He said, "Yeah, I was sick." He said, "I had diarrhea." And then Chan Ho Park, you know, this man is Korean. English ain't his first language. I don't care how long he's in America. He's looking at the press. He's looking at the media in his locker room. He's going, "Diarrhea, what's funny?" Like, it made me sick.
You know what? You can't accuse him of hiding injuries. He's very honest.
Dehydrated. Yes, he is. Well, Kristaps Porzingis, whatever this injury is. Kristaps Porzingis officially out tonight for game 3. And does this mean he's going to play the next game? I have no idea. If you know the injury history of Kristaps Porzingis, we may not see him until, I don't know, December. I hope that's not the case, but based on his history, another leg injury for Kristaps? You can't make this stuff up. Damn. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Kristaps Porzingis is ruled out, not playing tonight in Dallas. The game doesn't start until about another 2 hours from now. They already said no to Kristaps, and we ain't going to do it. At least Celtics fans have something to celebrate tonight, I guess. I guess they do, right? It's going to be a lot of fans, and they'll probably have screens at bars and in the stadium out at Foxborough. Tom Brady is being honored. Tom Brady is going into the Patriots Ring of Honor, the Hall of Fame, whatever the hell they call it up there. That's where he's going. Take a listen to this news clip courtesy of WPRI. The fans are loving it.
It means everything. It's so great to have the GOAT back in town. And as Patriot fans, we're just so happy that he's retired and is coming to us and staying with us.
We're excited just to see him tonight, get a little of that nostalgia feeling back of watching all his games together and watching him win all the time.
We've been huge Patriots fans forever, and we miss Tom, and we didn't want to miss this.
You know, he gave us something to do on Sundays, look forward to, get up in the morning, get ready for the game. You know, he really changed a lot of people's lives, and I want to thank him for that. So, you know, thank you, Tom. You're the best, the GOAT.
Good for him, right? Hickey, this is going to be live stream for the whole world to watch. Is the world watching only Patriots fans?
I would venture to say only Patriots fans are going to be watching that one.
This man has caused so much pain to so many NFL fans across the country. I can't blame him. Who wants to see Tom Brady get lauded? We'll talk about it later on in the show. But who wants to see Tom Brady get lauded? The New England Patriots sold tickets to this event. It's taking place inside of Gillette Stadium. That's what, I don't know how many people they'll cram in there. If you think about the field, and they got fancy seats for all the guests. Bill Belichick is expected to be there as well. 60,000 people for a ceremony? Damn. Dal Strawberry, Hickey, sorry, Hickey. Dal Strawberry had his number retired, and the place looked empty in New York City. What gives?
Yeah, it did. The Mets' current play right now did not help themselves out, which maybe the Patriots are smart. You know, instead of having this in November and they're 3-10, again, people, it's Tom Brady. People are going to show up anyway, but just in case, it's a bad day. The Patriots stink. I'll just skip it. Nice summer night. Patriots, you know, don't have to worry about, you know, them having a bad year. It's all Tom Brady. It's all good vibes.
This is crazy. They are allowing, they allowed the fans to go there and tailgate. They had the parking lots open at 3 p.m. And so people, God bless them. A Wednesday afternoon, and what month are we in? June? People have an opportunity to hear Tom Brady speak Do you think Tom Brady cries tonight? He sheds one tear, right? One?
Definitely one. At least one.
One tear. This will be one more tear than what he got at that roast that he agreed to. So, look, I think a lot of people were real interested in hearing Tom Brady get annihilated. I know Tom Brady wasn't happy that some of the jokes made his kids unhappy. Well, Tom Brady took the money. He was paid millions of dollars to show up and do that. Think Tom Brady is getting a dollar or a cent tonight to be honored by the New England Patriots. Tom Brady has also said, yeah, folks, I ended with the Buccaneers. I'm a Patriot for life. That ceremony for Tom Brady is set to begin in about 40 minutes from now. And so we'll talk about it later on in the show, especially if Tom Brady cries. We got to play that later on in the show. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. In about an hour from now, we're going to talk about some of the top six faces, not some of. We will talk about the top six faces that have pretty much helped push the NBA to where it is today. And so that top six list comes in an hour from now. And in a few minutes, when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk more about this breaking news. Kristaps Porzingis out tonight. Game 3 of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics going to have to try to do a little bit more work to take a 3-0 series lead. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4227. We'll talk about Kristaps' injury, Luka's injury, and what the hell is going to happen tonight. We'll do that on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.